Can you believe it, Ryan? We are coming up on our fourth season of the Peg
Doesn't. What? I know, right? I can't believe it. I cannot believe we've stuck it out, but we've had a great ride. Some of my favorite guests have been, obviously, Dave Frangiosa on Ungrading. He was our first guest to go down that path, and we're hoping to maybe bring him back on this season. Dave, if you're listening, my email's coming shortly. And I've really liked talking to some of our guests about how to make learning more active for the students. With Amy Berry and Jason Kennedy, I just think we had some great guests last year, and I'm looking forward to building on the success of last year this year. I know that was a lot of years, Ryan, that I just said last year and this year, but what about you? Right. What are you looking forward to this year?
It's all blurred together. Our podcast is a toddler. It's a four-year-old. So, oh, how time has flown. I would say that two come to mind, favorite guests, Matt Beaudreau, who is, I still follow him on the social medias, and he's doing some great stuff still out there in California. With his Acton Academy and his Apogee program, and it was fascinating to hear from him and hear his wisdom. And also Martin Dugiamis, founder of Moodle, that was a big plus for me and for anybody listening. Reach out to their Open EdTech website, because he's trying to change the world, man, with doing some big stuff worldwide in education, and you can jump into his meetings and be a part of that change if you want. So that was pretty cool just to be connected with somebody like that and learn from them. And then I think, you know, overall, I just, topic wise, I love this whole ungrading idea. And so whether it's Dave Frangiosa or Johanna Brown, you know, like anybody that talks about how do you release us from grades, been just a highlight.
Yeah. And just to catch everybody up, our podcast, as the name implies, The Peg Doesn't Fit. We just feel that what we're trying to do in education, our educational system is really designed for more of an industrial community. And we are far surpassed that. So we are really looking forward to bringing on some new guests this season that are doing some outside the box things. And we hope that you, our listeners, will A, reach out to us on, I guess we can't call it Twitter anymore, X. I don't even know how to say that. Reach out to us on X. That sounds bad. But anyway, that's where you have to go, is X, because that's where we are. Go send us an X or a tweet or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Somehow get in touch with us. If you want to come on the show or if you've got an idea for a guest, let us know. We are just really glad that we have a pretty solid audience base. We're looking forward to picking up some new guests. So it's going to be a great year, and make sure you catch our next episode coming out next week.